This morning, I want to deal with the fundamentals of the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to get down to the foundations of that gospel, its demands, and its acceptance or rejection. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. The object, the aim, the dedication of the Son of God was that men and women and boys and girls, degenerate through Adam's fall, might be cleansed in the Redeemer's blood and become part of the glorious body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What did Christ come to do? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He had one great purpose: to reverse the tide, to overthrow the power of the devil, and to turn men from darkness to light, and from the power of sin and Satan unto God. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the saving gospel. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. His objective, his goal, was that you might be saved. That means, of course, that we start with lost sinners. How many people in this world of ours are lost? All who have been born into Adam's race are born lost in sin. They're born shapened in iniquity. And they came into the world with the stain of Adam's transgression upon them. Lost souls. Oh, they may have been baptized. They may even belong to a Free Presbyterian church. But that has nothing to do with it. They are lost. All men and women born into this world are born lost in the darkness, and in their folly hastening to the blackness of the darkness forevermore. The purpose of the gospel is to see them saved, not to see them confirmed, not to see them taking the communion, but to see them saved by the grace of God. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came into the world to save you. He came into the world to save me. He came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Of course, the religious world has gone astray. Of course, leaders in the Christian world have gone astray. Of course, churches built for the preaching of the gospel have turned their energies to other things But Jesus Christ had one objective, and that was to save sinners. And as the Apostle Paul said, he came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So the question you must ask yourself, are you a saved sinner or are you a lost sinner? Are you on the road to hell or are you on the road to heaven? What is your hope? Say, friend, if at this moment you passed from darkness to light, you would be rejoicing, wouldn't you? But say at this moment you passed from light to darkness, what would be the state of your soul then? Be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you will find open gate, and your cry will be too late. Be in time. Therefore, when I come into this pulpit, I carry a burden. The burden is not about religion. The burden is about the state of the souls of the people whom I have to address. God has marked them. Some of them are marked with the mark of darkness, the mark of sin, the mark of wickedness, the mark of no repentance, and the mark of Christ's rejection. Is that where you sit today? In this meeting house, the place where you have rejected the Son of God and put him to an open shame? Or as you sit in this house, are you worried about where you will be in eternity? Eternity. Where will you be in eternity? Say if at this moment you were called into death, into the grave, into the coffin, where would you be in eternity? Eternity! Eternity! Where will I be in eternity? Saved, cleansed, in heaven, at home with the Lord, in the place of everlasting peace? Or would you be a lost soul? And although your loved ones wept over you, and although they laid with tender hand the wreaths upon the ground in sorrow, your soul lost forevermore. You need to face up to that. I remember the day that I attended a gospel service and I discovered that for myself, that I was a lost soul. Oh, I had the church. I had baptism. I had all the good ceremonies of the church, but none of them could take away one inch of sin or cleanse my heart from the darkness of the deception of the devil. And at the end of that service, I simply came quietly, reverently, shedding my tears and saying a simple prayer, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am. Just as I am, I come. What did Christ do? Did he set me a bill of requirements and say, Ian Paisley, read this over. Have you kept all these? No. He said, you are a sinner. But I came to save sinners. You were lost, but I came to find you. You were dead, but I became alive again from the grave so that you might live with me in the land that is fairer than day. And simply and quietly, I came to Jesus as I was. Weary, worn, and sad, I found in him a resting place, and he did make me glad. That's a long time ago, over 70 years ago. Did it last? Was it permanent? No, it was more than lasting and permanent. It was eternal. Because Christ gives unto his sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. Saved. And it has been my joy in my ministry to point hundreds and hundreds of people who were just like me, lost, undone, religious, but religious with a religion that could only take me to hell and damn me for my sins in the fire of brimstone in hell forever. But I came to Jesus as I was. Weary, worn, and sad, I found in him a resting place, and he did make me glad. To friend, dear friend, the door of salvation, thank God, is open for you today. Come unto me, says Jesus, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. Don't let the devil put a chain around you. Don't let the world with its pleasures and allurements take you away from serious thoughts about your personal salvation. Come unto me, said the Lord Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come, for all things are now ready. You say, preacher, do you really think if I cried to God now, he would save me? Forgive all my sins, make me his child. And give me grace to live the rest of my life in the happiness of pardon. And when the day is done, to enter into heaven and home because of the grace of God. Yes, that's what I'm saying to you. You need to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, says Christ, and I will give you rest. Jesus came to save sinners, of whom the great Apostle Paul was chief. And if the chief of sinners is already saved, there's hope and grace and pardon and joy and forgiveness for you. Turn ye, for why will you die? I trust this morning that if you have never turned to Christ, and you're found today on the broad road that leads to hell, you will do a right about turn. And you will come and say from the depth of your heart, I am a sinner. Lord, save me. Cleanse me. And make me one of your own children. And thank God he will do it. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us a way. Here in our midst, he's standing today tenderly saying, come. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. Let's bow our heads in prayer. O God, our Father, we thank thee for the simplicity of the gospel. Lord Jesus, I thank you for leaving heaven's throne and coming to this sin-cursed world and dying for me. You took my sin and my sorrows. You made them your very own. You bore the burden to Calvary. You suffered and died alone. Only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you. Hallelujah. He will save you now. May it be so with many in this house this day, for Jesus' sake. And the people of God said, amen and amen.